this up. Barisha, after all, you're not going to argue with him, are you?
Here's a chance at the other end. It's Lachlan Wales in behind. Philip Curtow holds him up. McLaren! Jamie McLaren has done it again against Western United. His seventh goal against the team in green and black. There is a question mark against it, though, for offside. The flag has gone up and those Western United players look mighty relieved. Holding up play just for the moment, but I'm pretty sure this one's going to be ruled out.
Yeah, I think so, Simon. My first impression was that it was offside. It was a Route 1 football, really, straight down the middle. McLaren comes in, flicks it on. Lockie Wales, probably half a yard offside. Just didn't time the run. But we see there the danger for Western United. One long ball with the pace of these Melbourne City attackers. They could be undone.
Rolls it back towards Burgess. Behind him is Josh Risden, top of the penalty area. Josh Risden, good save. Tom Glover, he caught that sweetly to Josh Risden, and City still can't get out. Retrieved by Lustiger. Diamanti trying to go around Atkinson, but can't do so. Twists the body and opens up the angle for Max Burgess, who'll drive it. Ooh. And a good save again. Down low to his left by Tom Glover. It's two good saves now by the Melbourne City goalkeeper. But again, Diamanti, the architect.
Again, he's on the sideline. It looks like there's nowhere he can go. And just nice little back heel, opens the play up again, but goes and receives it. The shot, probably one that Glover would expect to be saving from 20, 25 yards out, but still another good shot.
6 minutes of normal time remaining, and it's City who have the corner, which Craig Noon delivers. Now the back post, it goes in. And surely now Melbourne City are in the grand final. Richard Vinbickler. He's saying, I'm not sure I got the final touch, but it doesn't matter. It's a goal for Melbourne City, and they are surely grand final bound now. Eric Monbert's team. Two goals clear, and the set piece did the trick. And Vinbickler doesn't seem to know what day it is at the moment, but he's going to get the credits. He's been out for most of the season with injury, but he's got on the end of this one. Or is it, in fact, an own goal off Imai? It might be the latter, you know.
I think it's Imai. My first impressions were it came off a Western United head. And from Vinbickler's reaction as well, he didn't seem to know anything about it. Yeah, it's off Imai. An own goal.
Over the 4 minutes of stoppage time, the full-time whistle goes. And 10 years in the making, Melbourne City finally win through to their maiden grand final. After years of being the nearly men, it's their second major final this season under Eric Monbert. They go through to Sunday's grand final against either Sydney or Perth here at Bankwest Stadium in Parramatta. And now they can enjoy the celebrations. Full-time score, Melbourne City 2, Western United 0.